Well, good morning all. Here is your trainer Abhinav Srivastava this side. Today we are going to do an interactive session. Do you want to be an entrepreneur? If answer is yes, do you want to see yourself after few years like Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Ritesh Agrawal Oyo Rooms or Sagar Dariyari Wow Momos? If your answer is yes, and if you want to make your brand like Chayos, Burger King, Big Bazaar, Facebook, then you have to think as an entrepreneur. Have you ever thought why few companies are on the top like Google, Walmart, TCS, and why failed after reaching at the top like Kodak, Nokia, Kingfisher? Well, the answer is analyze your business environment. Yes, my dear friends, the answer is analyze your business environment. So first, we think about what is business environment. Well, business environment may be defined as the total surroundings which have a direct or indirect bearing on the functioning of the business. Whatever the total factors which are affecting or which can affect your business, that is business environment. You have to analyze all those factors. Well, when we talk about the factors, we can divide those factors into two parts. One is the internal factors, another one is external factors. Internal factors are those factors which can be controlled by the company. Yes, we can control internal factors up to some extent. For example, management policies. We can change the management policies. Leadership style and value system. It is in our hand. We can change it. We can change the style of leadership. We can change the value system. Training and development. If we feel that our employees are not well trained or they need training on a particular technology or a particular skill, we can provide them the training and we can develop them. Human resource. Again, employees are the resource for us. We can develop them. So internal factors are those factors which can be controlled by the company. Now we talk about the external factors. Well, if we talk about the external factors, then these factors are also known as the macro factors. Political factor, economical factor, social factor, technological factor, environmental factors. Well, this is also known as the PEST analysis, PEST, political, economical, social and technological. Now we talk about the political environment or political factors. Well, political factors includes political belief of the government, political strength of the country, the relation of that particular political party with the other countries, and the center-state relationship of the country. Political environment affects our business. If we want to open the business in a particular region, for example, you want to open the business in UP, in Bihar, in Maharashtra, in Andhra Pradesh, their political leaders are different. Their political policies, state policies can be different. So you have to analyze the political environment first. If you want to go abroad, you want to settle your business in China, in UK, in US, in Canada, in New Zealand, Switzerland, then definitely their political conditions are different and you have to behave and you have to scan that particular environment in that way. Now we move on to the economical environment. Well, it is very complex and dynamic in nature that keeps on changing with the change in policies or political situations. Economical environment includes the economic condition of the public. Yes, economic condition of the public. It includes the economic policies of the country and it includes the economic system like infrastructure facilities, banking, insurance, inflation and the market. So before to start any business, you have to analyze the economic condition of the country, economic condition of the public, and then you have to start your business accordingly. The third one is the socio-cultural environment. It's one of the most important factor. Socio-cultural environment influence exercised by social and cultural factors. not within the control of the business. It is known as the sociocultural environment. For example, attitude of people to work, family system, caste system, education, religion, marriage. So that is social cultural environment. If a particular reason is not interested to wear the jeans, they are not comfortable in jeans, and you want that they must wear the Western clothes, then what will happen? They will not buy your particular product. That is what? That is socio-cultural environment. That is the belief which they have. Now the last one is the technological environment. These changes must be analyzed by every business unit and should adapt to these changes. Innovations based on the future disruptive projections. If you are working with the same technology of the last 10 years or 20 years, you can't survive in the business, or if you survive, then you can't get the growth in the business. You have to change your technology with the environment. You have to change your technology with the world. Nowadays, 3D buildings in Dubai, 3D printers, and lot of new technologies are coming in the market, and you have to learn that. You have to work with that. You have to adopt that. And you have to implement all those technologies in your business. So the question is, what is the need of environment analysis? Well, environment analysis is essential to identify your strength, to identify your weakness, to identify your opportunities, or to identify your threat. It will give you the message how to use your resources in the best possible way. It will help you to take the decisions. It will help you to scan the environment. It will help you to work as an entrepreneur. So at last, I just want to say, don't see the things always as a customer. Don't see the things always as a customer or as a consumer. See the things as an entrepreneur. Thank you.